members of Congress are introducing a resolution to nullify a new regulation for digital consumer payment applications like Venmo and PayPal. The rule was created by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, during the final weeks of the Biden administration and requires the payment companies to follow similar rules as banks. Senator Pete Ricketts and Representative Mike Flood are bringing forward a Congressional Review Act resolution, which allows Congress to override agency rules, with the approval of the president. Senator Pete Ricketts said, "With regard to the CFPB, we're looking to stop their unnecessary expansion and really trying to start getting into areas where they're really not supposed to, non-financial payment systems, which they really don't even define properly." In creating the rule, the CFPB expanded its own authority under the Consumer Financial Protection Act. Unless the rule is overturned, the payment companies will now be held to the same standard as banks and credit unions in regards to privacy, surveillance, transaction disputes, fraud, and account freezes or closures, known as debanking. Digital payments have gone from novelty to necessity, and our oversight must reflect this reality, former CFPB Director Rohit Chopra said in November. The rule will help to protect consumer privacy, guard against fraud, and prevent illegal account closures. The rule applies to companies that handle more than 50 million transactions per year. The CFPB estimated the most popular apps covered by the rule collectively process 13 billion payments transactions annually. Ricketts pointed out that payment companies are already regulated at the federal and state level, making this rule duplicative. He also said the CFPB significantly underestimated the cost companies would incur during any audits. Senator Pete Ricketts said it only cost $25,000 for audit from CFPB, and I can tell you right now that that's probably not even enough to cover lawyers' fees for the first day of work when you get an audit by somebody like the CFPB. The rule has already taken effect. It's one of multiple Biden-era regulations congressional Republicans are trying to overturn.